AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Texas authorities say the gunman who killed 19 children and two teachers at an elementary school was in the building for more than an hour before he was killed by law enforcement. That length of time sparking angry questions.
There was not an officer readily available, armed.
That's the Texas Department of Public Safety's Victor Escalon discussing the police response to shots being heard from inside Robb Elementary School. Javier Cazares tells the AP police on the scene were too slow.
I mean, we heard the shots, you know, but they're just telling them to go back. Let's do our job, but their job is supposed to go in and save lives, not wait.
His daughter Jacqueline was among the 19 children killed.
God knows how long my little girl or the rest were like that.
Escalon says the response is being reviewed with the officers involved.
We'll have a better idea. Could anybody have gone there sooner? You got to understand, small town.
That sound from KSAT. I'm Ben Thomas.
President Biden, First Lady Jill Biden will be in Uvalde, Texas on Sunday. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Some of these parents needed to give DNA samples to be able to identify their own children. These were elementary school kids. They should be losing their first teeth, not losing their lives. They should be at Little League softball and soccer practices this weekend. These parents should be planning their kid's summer, not their child's funeral.
Among the 19 children killed, Maite Rodriguez, her mother, Anna Rodriguez.
I don't want her just to be another kid. I don't want her just to be another face. I don't want any of those kids to be just another face. Each one of them has a story to tell. And this just horrendous act just cut everything short for them.
This is AP News. Russia pushes back on sanctions while trying to blame the West for a growing global food crisis. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has this report.
With its war on Ukraine nearing a fourth month, Russia pressed for a lifting of sanctions imposed by the West Thursday and also said a growing international food crisis has been exacerbated by Ukraine's inability to ship millions of tons of grain and other agricultural products. The Russian statement ignored its own blockade of Ukraine's ports, many of which are also now heavily mined. British Foreign Secretary Liz Truss accused Russia of trying to hold the world to ransom. At the Pentagon, spokesman John Kirby agreed.
They're weaponizing food. They're weaponizing economic assistance.
The director general of the World Trade Organization said about 25 million tons of Ukrainian grain is in storage, and another 25 million tons could be harvested next month. I'm Mike Gracia.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.